With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. He currently faces three charges, but U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro says that's likely just the start for 31-year-old Cole Thomas Allen.
This was an attempted assassination of the President of the United States, with the defendant making clear what his intent was. And that intent was to bring down as many of the high-ranking cabinet officials as he could.
Saturday's chaotic encounter at the White House Correspondents' Dinner in D.C. resulted in shots being fired. Allen is charged with attempting to assassinate a president, transporting a firearm across state lines, and discharge of a firearm during a violent crime. An officer wearing a bullet-resistant vest was shot in that vest, and he is recovering. Secretary of State Rubio says preventing Iran from developing a nuclear weapon remains a core issue for the Trump administration. That's why it appears the U.S. will reject an Iranian proposal to release its stranglehold on the Strait of Hormuz if the U.S. ends its blockade of Iranian ports. Pomp and circumstance this morning as British royalty is welcomed to the White House.
King Charles III and Queen Camilla are being treated to a formal, elaborate South Lawn arrival ceremony with thousands of people in attendance to welcome them. The traditional military arrival will feature a 21-gun cannon salute and inspection of troops. President Trump and the King will then meet in the Oval Office. The royal visit comes amid strained relations between the President and Britain's Prime Minister over trade, NATO, and the Iran war. Greg Clugston, Washington.
One of OPEC's key members is exiting the cartel. The United Arab Emirates says it will leave OPEC at month's end. The Dow is up 156 points, NASDAQ down 229. This is SRN News. Virginia embraces church-state partnerships.
A new law will make it easier for congregations to build affordable housing on their land if they wish to. Virginia, like many states, has a lot of homeless people, and churches are looking for ways to help solve the problem. Sheila Hennessy of the Virginia Interfaith Center for Public Policy likes the measure, telling the Christian Post, quote, "It allows faith communities to care for neighbors and is the most meaningful policy addressing the housing shortage to pass this year." Michael Harrington reporting.
The 250th birthday of the United States is necessarily the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. Scholars are pointing out that the nation's founding document makes multiple references to God. In its opening paragraph, Thomas Jefferson proposed that the laws of nature and of the nature's God grant humans equal status and entitle Americans to dissolve the political bands with Great Britain. This is SRN News. Multiple birth pregnancies happen occasionally in some animals, but typically not to this degree.
A ewe at a farm in Vermont has given birth to six lambs. Sextuplets and their mother all doing very well, making the lamb windfall even more remarkable. The mother previously had had quadruplets, and while a recent checkup indicated she would have two lambs this time, the farm's owner suspected more, and they were right. When the big day came, it was, well, one baby after another. Veterinarians say the sextuplets in sheep, very rare. Jason Walker reporting.
Governor Ron DeSantis is pushing for a new congressional map for Florida. That proposal would aim to give Republicans four more seats in the U.S. House, equivalent to expected Democratic gains in Virginia. More details, SRNNews.com.